me.
Well, glad to have you on, Angela. And obviously, springtime is exciting just in general terms, but this has to have a few extra layers of excitement here for the Girl Scouts this time of year.
Oh, my goodness, yes, those girls, they are so excited. They're out there. They are selling their Girl Scout cookies because they have big plans, and they need to fund their plans. So they are trying to sell as many Girl Scout cookies as they can so they can fund their dreams on what they want to do with their Girl Scout troop.
So, Angela, how did the Girl Scout cookie kickoff go?
It went very well. Our theme this year is the black-footed ferret. So we had the David Taylor Zoo came out and brought one. And so the girls got to pet it and learn all about the black-footed ferret. And they did just a fantastic job with the girls. And they got to practice their skills because it's been a whole year since they've gotten to practice selling their Girl Scout cookies. So they got their gear all ready, their clipboards decorated, and practiced their sales speech, and practiced having to deal with maybe some not-so-happy customers and things like that that sometimes they have to deal with. So they were all geared up and ready to go, and they had a great time.
Okay. I had a couple of questions pop up, but the second one that just developed, how can somebody be grumpy about Girl Scout cookie sales?
Seriously. Well, sometimes people are, have that New Year's resolution, and they are trying to lose weight, and they do not want to buy Girl Scout cookies, and they don't realize that we have a program where they can purchase cookies, but they don't actually have cookies in hand, and they can tell us where they want to donate their cookies, and we will actually deliver those cookies for them. On their behalf, and they can, deliver them to a food pantry or to the military or to our local hospitals or law enforcement or fire departments. And so there's lots of different places that they could have them delivered to. So that is definitely a way that they can support Girl Scouts and not have to buy Girl Scout cookies. But sometimes they don't give us a chance to tell them that.
How you mentioned here the having the David Traylor Zoo involved here in the early stages of the campaign, and we'll talk here about some of the different lessons that Girl Scouts take with them from the cookie sales all the way through the rest of their lives. But how important is it to have external partners like the David Traylor Zoo and others to give those opportunities to the kids?
Oh, it's fantastic. We want the girls to just figure out, kind of what their interests are. And we want them to be able to discover their community and surrounding communities and, the state, the country, and even the world. And so there's all kinds of different opportunities. We're working on an opportunity right now with ESU, and so I can't tell you too much right now, but there's just all kinds of different things that we're working on. Trying to, get into STEM. There's a lot of people that want to help out with Girl Scouts, but maybe they don't have a whole lot of interest in STEM or experience with STEM. So we have to reach out to those experts to help us out so that they can help us show those girls what STEM is about. So maybe that we can inspire them, and that might be something that they would be looking for as far as a career in the future.
Angela Cheever with us, talking about Girl Scouts, and it is Girl Scout cookie time. Angela, has the way that cookies are sold changed? It seems like there are more Girl Scout booths and set up on street corners and at businesses happening now, and less door-to-door. Is that the case?
I think so. I think, people are a lot more busy. Girls are more busy. They have a lot more opportunities to do sports and gymnastics and all kinds of different activities. So there's an opportunity for them to sell cookies if they are stationary. So if you see them and they are, that is going to be your best opportunity to get Girl Scout cookies. So if you see them at Walmart, if you see them at Wendy's or Dillon's or wherever you see them, that is your best opportunity to get your Girl Scout cookies. And we're only selling them until March 22nd.
Okay.
So, we're a month away here, and but if you know of a Girl Scout, reach out to that Girl Scout, help her out. When you run out, reach out to her again. and get some more because, you know, we'll only sell them once a year. So, you know, stick them in your freezer. You know, we have people who buy them by the case and stick them in their freezer or stick them in their office drawers. So they have them all throughout the year. But we can also go online. You can go to a website, find Girl Scout cookies, and then you can put in your zip code, and you can find the nearest Girl Scout cookie booth. But I can tell you right now, every weekend there's going to be one at Walmart. As first weekend, it was just pouring rain, and unfortunately, there were some Girl Scout troops that just didn't think it was worth it. So, but hopefully the weather will be nice to us, and there will be Girl Scouts at Walmart. So, you know, please stop by, even if you are keeping to that New Year's resolution and you're keeping, you know, track on that diet, you know, please stop by. Talk to the girls and ask them, you know, hey, what are your plans? They get a kick out of that. And, you know, purchase some cookies and have them donated. There's lots of different places you can donate them to. And those organizations and those individuals, they really appreciate your donation for those Girl Scout cookies. It puts a smile on their face.
So, Angela, what kind of cookies do we have? Any new brands or flavors here this year?
Oh, my gosh, of course we do. We have Explore Mores. Explore Mores, they're like a Rocky Road ice cream-inspired cookie. And they have chocolate and marshmallow, of course, and toasted almond-flavored cream. So you have to check those out. Can't forget, you know, we have those Adventurefuls as well. And, of course, you have Thin Mints, and we have the Caramel Delights and Peanut Butter Patties and all the good ones. So we have 8 different flavors. So
nice.
You can always have your favorite.
Gluten-free option, too?
We have a chocolate chip. Yes.
Okay.
Outstanding. Well, you know, the lessons here, Angela, for the girls that go through the Girl Scouts, we mentioned here that they go basically, Girl Scouts take them those lessons with them, regardless of the setting, really throughout the rest of their lives. So how does this involvement with the Girl Scout cookie sales really help to set these girls up for success through, say, high school, college, and well beyond that?
So exactly, the Girl Scout troops start early. They talk with each individual girl and talk with the troop and decide, what is your goal going to be? How many cookies are you going to sell? There's all kinds of prizes and stuff that they get with the cookies, but the troops also get a percentage of the sales. So then the troops decide what they're going to do with those funds. Are they going to be doing community service? Are they going to go on a camp out? Are they going to go on a trip? Are they going to buy uniforms for the troop? Maybe a combination of those things. So they have to not only decide how many packages they're going to sell, but they also, there's a financial part of it too. They have to budget and figure out how much is it going to cost for us to go on a camp out? How much is it going to cost for us to go on this trip? So, we want to do that trip? Well, we're going to have to sell more cookies. So they have to figure that out. So there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and they're going to have to maybe compromise with one another about what activities they're going to have to do. So those are all things that they're going to have to, those are skills that they're going to have all through their life. Of course, money management and those people skills, some of those skills kind of were lost during COVID, so we're trying to build those back up again. And of course, business ethics. So yeah, you have that customer who might not be very happy, but that doesn't mean that you have to be mean to them back. You still have to be nice to that customer because you don't know why they're acting that way, and so you still have to be nice to them, and you still have to make sure that you're doing the right thing, even when no one's watching. You have to do the right thing. So we're teaching all of those things to the girls so that they know how to do those things when they become an adult and they have their own business.
All right. For folks that want more information here, Angela, about the Girl Scout cookie sales, I know you mentioned here Walmart is going to be kind of a hub here every weekend between now and March. What else is going to be, how else can folks get the information that they need so they can get that ongoing Girl Scout cookie supply?
So if you're looking for Girl Scout cookies, you can just Google Girl Scout Cookie Finder, and you can put in your zip code, and you can find the nearest Girl Scout cookie booth. So I know you have listeners outside of Emporia. We have Girl Scout troops outside of Emporia. So that is a great way to find a Girl Scout cookie booth in your community, Burlington, Council Grove, Osage City, all of the surrounding towns. But like I said, if you want more information about Girl Scouts itself, you go to KansasGirlScouts.org. Kansas is all spelled out. And it's never too late to join Girl Scouts, and we're always looking for more Girl Scout volunteers.
Great job as always, Angela. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too, Angela Cheever. Girl Scouts, it's Girl Scout cookie time, Chuck.
It absolutely is. So get your Girl Scouts, support the Girl Scouts, not only with fundraising, but also with the life lessons that come with the program. Want to let you know that we are now full on the newsmaker spots here for the rest of the week, and our first available date is actually going to be next Monday, March 2nd. Tomorrow we'll have Gary Post joining us to discuss Lions Club activities. Also want to let you know that we have the Newsmaker 2 spot for tomorrow, which is now claimed, and most of our 8 o'clock slots are now gone as well. Tomorrow we'll have Megan McGuire joining us for the Newsmaker 2, talking about the Flags for Heroes fundraiser and awareness campaign for the USD 252 Honor Flight program.
Looking forward to that in our primetime Newsmaker this morning, brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895, the Emporia Gazette. KVOE live and local, 735, 15 degrees, a wind chill of 5. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hey folks, Mark Hover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. Your tax refund is coming, and before you spend it on food,